playing with Ujjan.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to another XMPP talk. I'm Ujjan from Istanbul, and I'm not actually working on XMPP or like decentralized communication as my first job, but like I have a story about implementing this feature to Dino, and yeah, so just imagine about the year 2005. Unfortunately, it's a proprietary app, but MSN Messenger was king at the time. But you could use it with Pigeon or AMSN, like free software. And there was a feature, if you remember. You can see what your friends are listening at that time. If you see Iron Maiden under someone's name, like, it's cool. So it was the golden era of now playing. Like, so many protocols and so many software had support for it. I mentioned about MSN Messenger because, like, in Istanbul, it was the standard. But it can change place to place. But the MSN Messenger was using a proprietary app from Windows, the Windows Media Player. It can only show what you're playing on Windows Media Player. So, like, back in my era, there was a thing, like, you open a cool song from Windows Media Player, just make it silent, and you listen your ordinary music from another app. But the thing is, Pigeon, AMSN, and Edium, those are like XMPP clients, but also they support MSN Messenger at that time. They had some form of music sharing. But then it suddenly disappeared. Like, the MSN Messenger and similar protocols are gone, and mostly mobile messengers, the messaging, like apps like WhatsApp or Telegram, take over, like the communication, the instant communication globally. So that kind of centralized applications never had like such feature. And the streaming services were